First today, a new program in the Metro aimed at ensuring that high school seniors who have just graduated and intend to go to college actually do so. The Kansas City Metro College Connection Center is designed to combat something called summer melt, which is the phenomenon of college-intending students getting cold feet for whatever reason and not making it to college. The issue is especially acute for low-income and first-generation college students. Here to talk about it is KCUR reporter Ellie Moxley. Ellie, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Seabrooks is president of Metropolitan Community College Penn Valley. Joe, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. A pleasure's mine.
Well, Joe, this was interesting to me. Some 10% to 20% of high school students who graduate with a college acceptance letter, they've got a financial award letter in their pockets and a paid deposit to go to school in the fall, they wind up failing to enroll in college following high school graduation. Did those numbers surprise you?
Honestly, I think they're a little bit low from my perspective. I mean, quite honestly, students trying to access higher education for the first time as first generations typically don't necessarily have the guidance and the mentorship to follow through. And oftentimes, there's a whole lot of last-minute expenses that families haven't necessarily budgeted for that put students in an awkward situation, and which in many cases makes it easier not to follow through than to try to move forward.
Well, Ellie Moxley, I mean, tell us a little bit more here about what happens. What happens to all these good intentions to go to college and then fall comes and they don't go?
I mean, I think part of it is, you know, if you're a college-bound senior and you have family at home, maybe your older sister's gone to college, your older brother, your parents are college graduates, they kind of have an idea that there's all these steps that have to happen. There's a checklist after graduation. There's, you know, summer campus visits to get set up in your housing. There's check-ins with your financial aid. There's different fees and different deadlines. And if you don't have anyone to kind of help guide you through that process, or you did during the school year, your guidance counselor was right there, they were down the hall, they were excellent, they really helped steer you on the path towards college, and you're the first in your family, you get home for the summer and you don't maybe have access to that. Or in a lot of these cases, maybe the kids don't even have a computer at home to be checking in and to be doing these kind of things.
Well, Joe Seabrooks, you know, enter the Kansas City Metro College Connection Center. What is it exactly?
So when you go in, we have volunteers from all across the community representing all of our school districts and most of our regional four-year to two-year institutions. And when you go in, you take an assessment, and that assessment tells you exactly what steps you should be taking to be able to follow through on your original commitment.
Yeah.
Now, based on your life circumstances, you may or may not be able to have the resources to follow through. And so that's when the counselors and volunteers will give you plan A, or plan B and plan C for you to consider, so you would at least follow through on your goal to attend an institution of higher learning.
No, Kansas City, Ellie, isn't the first city to have one of these. Do I have that right?
No, actually, there was a very similar program last summer in St. Louis. The Missouri College Advising Corps out of Columbia kind of helped organize and put together. They're also involved with the Kansas City Center. And, you know, they found out that that program really did have a lot of benefits for these kids. For kids that actually used the program, they were more likely to actually get to campus, you know, in August and September.
Joe, who's paying for this Kansas City Metro College Connection Center?
Well, the MCAC was able to acquire a grant to continue to expand the program in Missouri to the Kansas City metro area, which will benefit both sides of the state line. And we're absolutely thrilled to have this opportunity on our campus. It's my understanding that the St. Louis project is at a storefront facility, and we feel it based off our location, our resources, that we will offer a more welcoming, supportive environment for the community to take advantage of.
And Joe, this center is open like 30 hours a week. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
And people can just walk onto the Southwest Trafficway campus at Penn Valley and get some help.
That's it, exactly. There's signage on campus that will point you in the right direction.
the website for more information, collegeconnections.missouri.edu. Again, collegeconnections.missouri.edu. Ellie, you plan to follow one or two students who use the center and then follow their progress throughout the summer to see if they actually make it to college. And then your plan is to do what?
I'd like to do some reporting on that. I think it's one of those things that we don't talk enough maybe about some of these challenges. This idea of summer melt, it's been around for a few years now, but it's not something that a lot of people are researching. We're really just starting to get good numbers about this kind of this rate of kids who you know, with the best of intentions at the end of high school, they're planning to go to college and then they face some challenges along the way. And I think it'll be nice to just kind of connect with some of these recent high school graduates and, you know, talk about their day-to-day reality here in Kansas City and in the metro area and what challenges they are facing and what kind of support they really do need to make that next step in their education.
You know, I'd never heard of summer melt till I heard your stories.
Well, you know, it's one of these things that I've heard it a little bit. I know that I've heard it being talked about on NPR as part of their social science coverage, yeah, maybe last summer, and thought it was interesting then. But this is really the first program I've seen that's really trying to address and get at this specifically.
Ellie Moxley from KCUR, Joe Seabrooks, president of Metropolitan Community College Penn Valley. Thank you both for giving us an update on the Kansas City Metro College Connection Center. Thanks very much.